A Reflection on Ash Wednesday by Father Joseph Nassel. The ritual of ashes reflects a belief in a God who offers us another chance to get it right, to be in right relationship with God, with others, and with all creation. Ashes speak to a deep and abiding truth within us. We dig deep into the ground of our being, searching for our true self, our true identity as a child of God. We dig looking for that spark, that glowing ember of grace that will ignite and give us the courage to carry on. On Ash Wednesday, we declare our independence from whatever holds us back from being the person God created and intended us to be. Today, that ancient rhyme we learned as children, "Ashes, ashes, we all fall down," becomes a mantra for our Lenten journey of recovery. This season of Lent invites us to ask what changes we need to make to honor our true self and live with integrity. What needs to be transformed? But the prophet Joel doesn't call for a subtle change, a tweaking here or there. God seeks a radical shift, a major overhaul. "Rend your hearts," the prophet shouts. Rend is not an easy word. Most of us prefer the word that rhymes with rend, that is most its opposite, mend. When we think of restoring our right relationship with God or with one another, we often think of the metaphor of mending. But our Lenten challenge is to rend, not mend, our hearts. This is radical transformation. During Lent, with rent hearts, we turn back to God and find our true self. "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning," the prophet says. With rent, spent hearts, we come to know God's bent toward compassion. "Gracious and merciful is God, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment." God mends broken hearts by first rending them. This is why the season of Lent begins in ashes and ends with an empty tomb. These ashes of our former lives go up in smoke to become the peace paint for a new creation. We etch the ashes of our arrogance, our tendency to be first rather than last, to take the highest place, not the lowest, to be served rather than to serve, our lack of compassion, our apathy, and our lack of forgiveness toward those who have hurt us. We etch all upon our foreheads in the shape of a cross. While these ashes stain our faces and fall upon our shoulders and chest, the dark dandruff of dangerous decisions gone astray, we strain to hear the summons to turn away from sin and believe the good news. It is the breath of God that kicks us up the dust and ashes of our lives and calls forth from us this radical transformation. We have been all about small changes so long that we miss the sacred, seismic shift that the Spirit is calling forth from us. It is true, we can't mend broken hearts until we first rend them. So instead of still trying to mend broken hearts this Lent, why don't we rend our hearts and become the new creation our God is calling us to be? "Now is the acceptable time," St. Paul writes. As we pray and play in the ashes today, what changes do we need to make? Where do we need to be transformed? As we play and pray in the ashes today, may we sense how reconciliation has begun and see how the cross etched upon our foreheads in ashes will bridge the chasms that divide us. As we play and pray in our ashes before the dust settles upon our forehead, may we hear clarion call to be ambassadors for Christ and rise from these ashes to become the new creation we are called to be. Let us pray together.
Compassionate and holy God, stir the dust of our lives and help us remember who we are. Scatter this dust upon the field of our fear and give us the courage to yield to redemption. Ignite the ashes of our burned out dreams and kindle life. As we carefully place these ashes in the urn of our heart, we yearn for sparks of new life. Loving God, as we paint our faces with these ashes, you call us to turn away from sin, but not from death. You tempt us to look the face of death in the eye as we embrace and remember life. Merciful God, as we carry the ash tattoo of the cross upon our foreheads, kindle within us memories of your mercy. Give us the courage to turn away from sin and return to you, and so find our way to one another. It is in this turning that we find our truth. Amen.